from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I am going to make light of this a little bit. It's a very serious topic. It's a brutal condition. But it's also like kind of sad that we're here when it comes to CTE. Like, how the hell do you not know what CTE is when you've been playing football your whole life all the way into the NFL? Now, let's listen to this first, because this is Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell talking about CTE.
Afterwards, like, yeah.
Do you think I got CTE?
I don't think you got CTE.
Do you think you got CTE?
I don't think I got CTE, but we'll never know till we die.
What do you think about CTE? What is CTE?
ACTE is like
ACTE.
Basically like when you forget or no?
No, I feel like CTE is for like a bunch of traumas that was like we go through as people.
It's like brain damage, right?
I want to say your brain damage, because you can't live with your brain damage.
But not like brain damage, but it's like a little like part, like a little small, like it's like damage, like something like
that. I feel like it's like people try to frame CTE as a concussion that you may have, but like,
yes,
yo, we
is.
Had a bunch
That's
of
it.
Concussions.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's like, yo, you could live out the concussion.
Right.
So I feel like CTE could be a bunch of different things, but I feel like it's a characteristic of traumas that we all as people go through.
No, that's not right. That's not right.
So we all got CTE then.
That like he I want to say it's concussions. We've all had
I think he's talking about PTSD.
Yes. No, that's exactly right.
That's what he's talking
he's
about.
He's conflating the two. But like, to me, this was like kind of funny and a lot of sad, kind of remarkable and a lot of confusion. I don't know how Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell, after everything they've done, they didn't just play Pop Warner middle school or high school football. They went all the way to the NFL.
Yeah, at a high level.
At a high level. Everybody in the NFL teaches you. You go to seminars, and coaches talk to you, and doctors talk to you about head injuries, and now they have, you know, those shells that they wear on the helmets, and there's been movies made about it, and there's been stories written about it, and they've been asked about it by reporters, and they have no freaking clue what CTE is or concussions are.
See, that's the first thing I thought about. I'm like, ain't they teaching y'all about that?
Yes.
But also, my brain started working a little bit where I'm like, do they actually teach them about that?
They do. No, they do.
Yeah, I was wondering, do they actually do that, or do they just like send an email saying, hey, make sure you put the shell on the helmet, or we're doing this because the league says so.
No, the NFL.
I wonder how many players actually studied CTE and tried to see how they could prevent head injuries and stuff.
I get maybe.
I don't know. I ain't played.
No. I get that it maybe goes in one ear and out the other. But the NFL is so aware of head injuries, and they've always asked about it and all that. Like, they have to be doing stuff, and they are doing stuff to educate and protect. Hell, they're changing rules of the game.
Yeah.
Because of head injuries. Yeah. Like, look at the kickoffs.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah.
But I was just wondering, like, are they treating this like how we be on the flight and they tell you how to put the life jacket on
and you're
all
just
kind of
like not even.
Yeah, got the headphones on and all that stuff and you're not really. I wonder if they treating it like that or is players actually going through the extra work to learn how to prevent.
The only thing that I can come up with, the only thing that I can come up with, and a lot of players have told me, you know, things similar to this over the years, they're willing to take the risk so they don't care. Like, yeah, you're getting paid a lot of money.
Yeah.
And it's your sort of, you know, opportunity to become a different person, to have a different life, and to have things you've never imagined in your life. So they're like, I'm willing to take those chances as long as I can get paid.
Yeah, and you see it a lot of times on the field where, you know, clearly somebody mm-hmm. do have a head injury and they want to stay in the game.
Yeah.
They don't care about all that stuff. They want to stay in the game and compete.
Yeah.
And which, you know, I guess that's how it was back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, they wasn't looking at head injuries that serious, but
yeah.
It got you thinking, like, dang, do they really know how bad this is, mm-hmm. or is it just normal
mm-hmm.
for you to just brush it off and go out there and play?
Yeah, I and some of that is the competitive nature of just athletes. I get that part. You're in a game, you get your bell rung, as they say, and you want to stay. I get that part, but I'm talking like big picture, like.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
I kind of get it. You know, if you grew up in an era, or even if you didn't, but you just have an opportunity to make millions of dollars, I kind of get it. But dude, you have to at least know what it is so you can make a decision to, like, when to stop.
Yeah, I would think every player that's playing right now or played mm-hmm. probably a few years ago should know what it is and at least educate yourself on what it is and how to prevent it or mm-hmm. how to, you know, not. I know you can't prevent CTE or concussions and stuff like that, but they should know about it.
Okay,
I don't think they should be sitting there like, what is it?
Let's ask ourselves this, and ask yourself this if you're listening, 713-572-4610. If I told you, Figgy, Chris, you're going to play 10 years in the NFL, you're going to get at least one new contract, maybe two, so you're going to get the big money, but you're going to have 5 or 6 concussions, three of them are going to be severe. Would you do it?
Man, I don't know. Because I'm looking at it not from a selfish point.
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking at, you know, me getting this money, how I could set my family up for generations.
Yeah, that's the question.
I'm looking at that. But we done seen a lot of, you know, cases where people don't, players don't be right after that.
Yeah.
And, you know, we seen stuff where
there's been suicides.
Junior Seau.
Yeah.
You know, different situations like that.
Or go back, you know, just all these former players, like in the old days, when this wasn't as prominent, that became vegetables.
Yeah.
You know, Mike Webster, remember him from the Pittsburgh Steelers and others?
Yeah, I'm just kind of, to me, I'm not really a money-hungry person like that.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like right now, in this very moment, I'm blessed to mm-hmm. be where I'm at. So I don't know if I can deal with that, you know, just for
So what
money.
Would you do?
I probably wouldn't play.
Ah, man. I mean, I like the way you put it, just setting your family up. And to me, being able to set my family up would mean a lot. So I think I would do it just for the family. But I know, it, like, in the long run, it's going to suck. I mean, I'm probably, who knows what might happen. But just for, like, my family-wise, I would do it.
Yeah,
I would.
And people, players actually struggle with this. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if I could deal with, you know, that's pretty much throwing myself to the fire.
Yeah.
Just being a sacrificial lamb.
Yeah.
I don't know if I can do that. Like, I feel like I'm in a happy place and, you know, I don't have to be a millionaire.
Yeah.
And my family is okay right now. So I don't know if I would do that, man.
A lot of people texting in. That's what you sign. Variations of this. That's what you sign up for. It's part of the game, all that stuff. Yes, that's what I'm saying. You're signing up for an 8 to 10 year career, 5 or 6 concussions, 3 severe. Would you do it? I'd like to think, and I don't know, you know, I'm not trying to be a martyr here. I would like to think that as ambitious, if I love the game, you know, the way I do and the way those guys do, I'd like to be the guy that plays 5 years and then steps away. You know, we had one of those this year. Who was the player? Was it the Colts? He's like in the prime of his career. I think he played 6 years. Mm. And he's like, I'm out.
Yeah, I forgot who it was.
I'd like to be that guy. Like, make some money, get your second contract, and then like, uh-uh.
Yeah.
My family's too important. You know, my health is too important.
Yeah.
It's sad, man. I don't know how Antonio Brown.
Are you talking about Aaron Donald?
No, it wasn't Aaron. I think it was a Colts player. I'll find it and I'll share it with our listeners.
It was somebody young too.
Yeah, somebody like 27 years old.
Yeah,
yeah. But that's the kind of, and there's been others like that.
Yeah,
that you know, retire early, make a little money, and then goes from there.
Yeah, and I totally get it from the point of this is what you signed up for. You know what it is, but also in that same sentence, I'm going to be very careful with myself, too.
Yeah.
I'm not, you know, if that's the case, I'm not putting myself out there if I feel like I have a head injury.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care. Y'all could call me whipped and soft and all that stuff, but...
Well, you want to have grandkids, man.
Yeah, I want to be a normal person after I finish this game. I don't want to put my body on the line and all that stuff and just be a mess after I finish playing football.
I mean, there's a good chance that you're going to have trauma, and a very good chance that you're going to have lingering effects, and there's a possibility that you could basically become a vegetable.
Yeah, and we kind of see people, and you know, I'm not trying to compare the two, but you see people that, you know, serve our country, who, you know, go serve this country and to the military and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And sometimes they don't come back the same.
Yeah,
and I wouldn't say, hey, that's what you signed up for.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's very unfortunate, man. It's very unfortunate.
Look, somebody's saying Andrew Luck. No, that's not who I'm thinking of. I think it was. I'll find it. I'll find it. But there was a young player that retired, said, "I got a little money, I'm out." It's the way to go.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Fantasy freaks and geeks, what's cracking? It's your boy James Coe back with my brand new project, the Sleeper King Football Podcast. Look, I get it, okay? There's a lot of fantasy pods out there, but we're going to keep this one light, 15 to 20 minutes, 4 to 5 times a week. And man, we are going to pack it with all the info you need, season long, weekly projections, and of course, sleepers, sleepers, sleepers. Follow and listen to the Sleeper King Football Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.